essence thrive. Who will take the measure of you when your life is through? Time's your treasure, spend it wisely, it's all up to you. Measure not, cause life's so fleeting, no sense to keep score.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections Monday edition. Today is the 27th day of March, 2006. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith, and I am coming to you from my little farmhouse here in central France. It's a wonderful day to be telling the truth to everybody, and I want to thank all my supporters out there for tuning into the truth over this past end-of-the-week disclosure by these cretinous criminals that we're going to discuss today. In fact, I've got my partner on the line with me today, and we're going to discuss some of the facts surrounding this crumb bum they picked to be the outer of 9/11. And of course, you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, why they've done this. It's an attempt to poison the well. One of my listeners corrected me on using these terms correctly. Well, poisoning the well, ladies and gentlemen, is putting somebody up who is easy to discredit, so that when the other information supporting or associated with this person comes out, there is no credibility to it. Well, let's take a look at some of the facts around this and today and with Eric Hufschmidt. And we're going to discuss some other things, too. The murder of this young man up in, I think it's Minnesota. Well, I'm going to talk to Eric about it. Wrote another article about that. But the other thing that we did on this site is we kind of outed, you know, this whole hoax that the Zionist Jews have been committing against us all by doing a parallel type of discussion as if it were another group of people, such as, ladies and gentlemen, the North Koreans. It's a powerful piece. You should look at it. It is easy for people who are new to the subject to understand. Again, there are many things on our site that would help you to sell this information to newbies, as I would call them in this instance, because, as you all well know, we are all brainwashed into thinking if the word Jew comes up or the word Zionist comes up, we have a manufactured response to it, almost like a Pavlovian response, designed by these globalists, these criminals, these Zionist usurpers of our rights. And what ends up happening is you get pushed away from even investigating it because of this overwhelming need to feel revulsion when you hear the word Jew. It's amazing that this is true, but we've got lots of supporters in the Jewish community. We've got Nutura Carta, which is a big, big supporter of ours. Tens of thousands of Jews, ladies and gentlemen, tens of thousands. And my email every day has at least a dozen people I work with from the Jewish community. Fact. Not fallacy, fact. And, of course, now they're trying to slur me and spin me into being a, I don't even know how to say it correctly, Comtel Pro. So we're going to talk about that today as well. It's a great day to be telling the truth. We punching the bad guys in the eye, and we're going to tell you. I'm going to tell you something right now. This guy Alex Jones is as rotten to the core as they come. 100% working for the bad guys. 100%, ladies and gentlemen. I have no doubt. We're going to give you our reasoning for that today, and I'll tell you, none of it is concrete, 100%. But when you add it all together, it is solid as a rock. And we're going to talk about it, his associations with others that are bad, his protection of others that are bad, where he does most of his jabberwocking, as it were. His New World Order is going to eat your baby every day, you know, that you have to listen to that nonsense and that moron. And the fact is that he is just a shill for the bad guys. Yes, he is. And we're going to discuss it. So let me bring up my guest, Eric Hufschmidt. Are you with me?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, Eric, you're coming in a little bit faint, my friend. Can you get a little closer to your speaker?
Well, how's that?
That's a little better. Well, you know, Eric, we caught a break today this past week. One of the people who has been pushing people away from some of the facts actually acquiesced to putting up our rebuttal to this Charlie Sheen thing, thinking he would slander us by putting us under his entertainment section. And as it turned out, we ended up with 40,000 hits since that day. 40,000, not 40,000 views of information, 40,000 separate individual visits to the website as a result of that posting. So what accounts for this whole deal, Eric? Because, you know, he tried to spin it as a he didn't believe it, that we're kind of nuts. He was trying to do this slurring and smashing us, our reputation, and smearing us. It didn't work, did it?
Well, no, and he's not the only one. A lot of people are actually talking about some of that article. But, you see, the people that are trying to make us look bad have a real problem. You know, you can think of it in terms of, like, people. You can take someone like Madeleine Albright or Catherine Zeta-Jones, cover them with dirt and say they're both beautiful. I mean, it doesn't take long to figure out which one is, which one isn't. You can hide it all you want. You can cover it all you want. You can say what you want. But, you know, people look closer. They'll see what's behind the dirt and the lies. And that's the problem, you know, people like Rivero of What Really Happened have. That's the problem that Alex Jones has. It's the problem all these people have. They can lie all they want. They can say whatever they want. But if you look and you put things through their little, you know, put it through the test. Take a look at where is the real evidence. It doesn't take long to figure out, you know, which is really the beautiful truth and what's the ugly lie here.
Well, you know, the ugly lie, one of the good ones here, I brought it up just a second ago, was to try and characterize us as nuts, that this latest thing going around on emails is that I'm a Comtel pro. They call me Agent Smith with reference to the Matrix, because most people are familiar with the Matrix. And, of course, you know, being Agent Smith to these people, they're attempting to use, you know, this doo-doo, you're a doo-doo head, Daryl Bradford Smith. And there's no substance at all to this email whatsoever. It's just nonsense.
Yeah, most people will probably never see it, but if they do see this, all they have to do is look at the pattern that these people follow. It's mainly emotional manipulation rather than hard facts that you cannot argue with. You'll see that it's a lot of adjectives and words trying to manipulate. Like in that email you're mentioning, where you sent it to me, and I was just looking through it. It's got things like, since Rick Siegel is a genuine 9/11 eyewitness. I mean, see, right here, they're telling us about Rick Siegel, who made the video 9/11 Eyewitness. They're saying he is a genuine 9/11 eyewitness. I mean, that's it. There's no explanation of, you know, why we should believe him. They're just throwing in these words like he's a genuine 9/11 eyewitness. I mean,
Who is he?
He's that guy in New Jersey who apparently filmed, you know, the towers as they're being hit and falling down and as they're smoking.
So was he dancing with those five those Israelis that day?
I don't know if he was dancing with it, but he was over there in New Jersey filming it. But you see, a lot of people watched it. That doesn't mean he's honest. See, they're trying to say he's a genuine eyewitness. Well, thousands of people were genuine witnesses. That doesn't mean they're honest. You see, it's a case of just emotional manipulation. They have no real facts. They're just trying to sway people by emotion. And this is what goes on television and advertisements, too. This is the technique that actually works with most people. You'll see it with products. You know, they'll show people smiling and laughing and implying that if you buy this product, you're going to join this happy group that has all these friends and people will love you. That's what they're doing in these emails and these websites. They're using its adjectives and implying that, you know, these people are trustable. But what people have to look at is, where are the real facts? You know, it's like throw it in the fire and see what's left after you burn it off. You know, get rid of the adjectives. Get rid of all of the emotional stuff. What's left? And you find nothing.
They're blowing smoke up my rear end there, Eric. And here's the interesting thing, you know, with this guy, I don't even know who he is, but overwhelmingly, these researchers, overwhelmingly, these people doing this, happen to be Jewish.
Or friends, or married to one, this is the thing, and this is, if you listen to Alex Jones and George Norrie the other night on Coast to Coast, they were going on and on about how the Chinese are going to get control of our ports and they're going to inspect our core cargo. They are trying to create this paranoia of Chinese. Imagine if all of these people were Chinese in the 9/11 movement. Imagine the landlord of the World Trade Center had been Chinese. Imagine he brings in his Chinese friend to be the landlord of the underground shopping center. Imagine imagine all of these people who are Jewish, imagine them all being Chinese. How could you not see there's something fishy here?
Well, and then you'd have 60% of Bill Clinton's administration being Chinese. You'd have 70% of George Bush's administration being Chinese. You'd have all of the researchers, pretty much to a man or a woman, in the case of Deborah Simon, being Chinese, not Chinese, yeah.
Yeah,
we can go down the list, but then you can start taking a look at who benefited. What country was doing the insider trading on that day? But it was China again. I mean, so here's the point you're making, is that every single instance of this stuff all points back to Israel and to Jewish people and to Zionists. And but they want you to say that it's not them.
Right. That's what they're trying to do. They're playing the victim. And if you listen to people like Webster Tarpley, who's being held up right now as one of their heroes who's going to expose this, listen to what he says. Blames it. He blames it on things like financial oligarchs, Wall Street, City of London. I mean, what does this mean? Wall Street. Wall Street is a street. That's not a person with a name and an address. And what's this financial oligarchs? I mean, if you look into it, you see he's telling you the truth. He just doesn't go all the way. Financial oligarchs, yeah. Rothschilds, Federal Reserve people, the banks, Wall Street, who's that? You know, some of the same people. In a way, he's telling you the truth, but he doesn't go all the way. And when he says City of London, you think, oh, British people. Well, the City of London, who's that? Again, you got a lot of Zionists over there.
In fact, almost to a man, all of them. And so what we end up with here, and here's the interesting thing, the smell test. We've often talked about on my show, just do the smell test. I mean, if it walks like a duck, looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's a duck. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when we tear apart these people's stories, especially, you know, the way they try to present it in their own press, Alex Jones, for example, or Jeff Rentz or the rest of them, they always leave out the important elements to the story that are going to lead you to the truth. That's exactly what we found 6 months ago. And as we started digging below the surface, Eric, what we started finding out here is that there was a consistent and repetitive pattern of obfuscating and removing from the discussion the important facts that will lead you to the same conclusions we've come to. And they are facts. They're not my musings.
Right. In fact, Tarpley even, they come out and really bluntly tell you stuff. Like he just said on the Alex Jones show a week ago, the Israelis are a controlled asset. I even wrote it down. That's his expression. The Israelis are a controlled asset. See, they're trying to make it sound like poor little Israel, they're under control of the Luciferian controllers or the City of London. The poor little people over there in Israel, oh, we should feel sorry for them.
What's his name before that sack of goo? Fell into nothingness there. He said that in a statement in front of people that we don't need to worry about the Americans. We own the Americans. We own their press. We own their Congress. They follow our lead.
Oh, you mean the guy in the... You mean Sharon's remark in the Knesset?
Yeah.
Yeah, he made that remark that we, the Jewish people, control America, and the American people know it.
That's right. That's right. And then it wasn't reported anywhere, of course, because... He forgot to mention that he also controls the American press, the European press, and every other world organ for dissemination out there, except for French Connection, pretty much, Eric.
Well, yeah, that's the problem. They don't have everybody yet, but they have a lot of money and they have a lot of people on the internet pumping out this slightly deceptive propaganda, which is fooling people. And then you got this Charlie Sheen guy coming forward now and being held up as a great hero. And CNN, I mean, people have to realize you don't get on those television shows unless somebody says, do it. Somebody at the top has to permit this because they control the television. So if somebody gets publicity, there's a reason for it. You've got to ask yourself, what's the reason? Why him? Why did Tarpley get to go on television? Why did Alex Jones get to go on television? Why did these people, Erica Jong, got to go on television and talk about 9/11? Then they had that Seth Green. Erica Jong is Jewish. Seth Green is Jewish. They're telling us about 9/11? Why is it always Jewish people are telling us what happened? I mean, people got to think about this for a minute. This is our country. It's our attack. And we are being told by them everything about what goes on and what doesn't go on. They're telling us everything.
Well, the owners of the station, the news person that was doing the show, a guy named Hammer, that's Jewish. I mean, look, Eric, it's squared in, dude. They've got the whole thing. Now, here's the interesting thing about Sheen. Why would they pick Sheen? Now, first of all, Sheen's father, Martin Sheen, his name is Estevez, is an avowed socialist communist. He has been in public stating his views on this stuff. This is the goal of these people, is to have a centrally planned, centrally controlled government structure when they're done. And so there's no reason to think that this guy's not part of the inner Hollywood circle of this group. But then he gets his son, this dipstick that he of a son he's got. Now let's talk about this guy for a second. He shoots his ex-girlfriend in the arm with his gun. The police come, and of course, he's out of his bloody mind. They're wondering why he has a gun. The fact is, he'd already been in rehab, I think, four times by this point. And people who've been in rehab are not supposed to have weapons in their home for obvious reasons. Maybe he's going to shoot his girlfriend with it or rob a store. Then we find out that he's got a $150,000 a week gambling habit. Then we find out that he's left his girlfriend, and she's claiming he's punched her around and knocked her around, but he's not coming to see the children or supporting them. And in fact, she said she doesn't really want him near them. So what we've got here is a filthy dirtbag, and on top of it, this guy almost married the number one porn queen in the world. And if you don't know her name is Ginger Lynn Allen, another Jewish woman, porn queen, interestingly enough. Now, when we get to the end of all this malarkey, Eric, this is the guy they choose to out 9/11?
Well, I know, there's something suspicious about this whole thing with the Sheen. The CNN expose, it may be a sign that they are having trouble controlling it. This is what I think has been going on. They're having trouble containing 9/11, and so what they're going to try to do, if they have to, they're going to let their own people expose it so that they can be the heroes and fool people into thinking Charlie Sheen is their hero and Webster Tarpley is their hero. And then what would happen? We've got heroes who try to blame nebulous groups like the City of London or Wall Street. I mean, what are we going to do? Go arrest Wall Street? That doesn't even make sense. How can these people be held up as heroes? How can people fall for this nonsense? We can't exactly tell the police, okay, Tarpley's are now in control. Let's go arrest Wall Street. I mean, people have to wake up and realize this is the network. This is the criminal group. These people are exposing themselves. We should be getting their names, their friends, everything about them.
Well, you know, here's the thing, Eric. Not only is it again, they, just like Rivero did to us by putting our rebuttal on entertainment, the venues they chose to have Charlie Sheen on was Entertainment Tonight. Now, this is CNN, the Communist News Network, and instead of putting it on a news show, they put it on an entertainment show to try to minimize how serious they thought it was. In other words, we're putting it on Entertainment Tonight because it's a joke.
Well, it's also, it reaches a different crowd of people. I mean, you're not going to, I know people might take it as an insult, but think about it. Who's really watching that stuff? Who really cares what these Hollywood stars are doing? It's not the most intellectual group in America. So what they're doing really is they're fooling some of the most gullible and less intelligent of the American population. And what this could do for them is create a very large support base for them among the very gullible and, not too bright people. So they'll have, like, possibly millions of people. If this works, they'll have possibly millions of people who are now looking up to Charlie Sheen and Webster Tarpley and Alex Jones and Erica Jong and Seth Green, possibly. So that might be the other reason they did this. They didn't put it on a show where there might be some intelligent people listening. They put it on where there's a lot of basic, simpletons and Hollywood.
That's a full house of morons, if you ask me. I got to be honest. Here's the interesting thing as well. Let's talk about this guy Jones for a minute. here's some of the information we've been able to gather from our listeners and from people sending us information. Now, some of it needs to be rechecked, but most of it we've got documented. For one, his name is Alex Emmerich Jones. Emmerich, his middle name, is a surname in the Jewish community. What does that mean? Generally, surnames are handed down in the family because one of your relatives was named Emmerich. Now, if you want to check that, you can go to Jewish surnames and check Emmerich. Now, why would I think it was Jewish other than that? Let's talk about that for a minute. How about the fact that the man who formed the B'nai B'rith in the United States' name was Harold Jones? Now, Harold Jones was the founder of B'nai B'rith, the umbrella organization that controls Southern Poverty Law, controls the ADL, controls the JDL, and the Jewish Congress, the American Jewish Congress. So what we've got here is the Joneses are involved at the very highest levels. Now, let's go further. He said on the air, according to more than one source I have, several in fact, that his grandfather was a high-level Mason. Now, let's raise the flag here. Who set up Freemasonry in America over the last 200 years? We know from the Weishaupt stuff, we know from our investigations, Eric, that many New Bohemians came over and set up these Freemasonry lodges to try to enlist leading members of the community into their way of thinking. Well, interestingly enough, the Jones name comes up at the top of it, his grandfather. So then we start looking, why would this guy spend his life doing this? Well, the bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, and Eric, and I'm going to ask you for a confirmation on this, they need somebody to spin the news out there. They need somebody to fearmonger. They need somebody to keep the conversation at certain places. They don't want it to go further than certain places, and they want you to go down certain roads rather than others. Now, this guy always talks about the new Mexican corridor or the Chinese, like as you spoke about, or he talks about, you know, chipping you with this new biochip, or they're gonna track. He never, ever talks specifics, ever, about who's doing this to us, and in his whole 12 years has never put together a movement to try to bring people to the facts on who's putting this stuff into our lives. And that is what I've got to tell you. There's more to come, much more. What do you say, Eric?
Oh, yeah. I'm not familiar with names, like whether his middle name is or isn't anything, but
it is Emmerich.
Yeah. I know that, but I mean, as far as what names, where they come from, I'm not too familiar with that subject. But what you just said at the very end is something very important, and it doesn't just apply to him. This, what you just said about how they have been doing this for years and they never do anything. You see, they never tell people, let's do something. What they are trying to do is, if you listen to their message, it's basically the same thing. It's fear, creating fear and helplessness that about a vague, nebulous group of New World Order. They're not telling people, come on, we can deal with these people. Let's go get them. They're not saying, here they are. Here's their names. It's Samuel Newhouse. It's, you know, the Federal Reserve Chairman, Greenspan, it's
right.
Silverstein. They're not naming names. They're not
Governor
saying
Redstone, Ladine, William Crystal.
Dov Zakheim.
But he's not talking about dancing Israelis. He never talks about the
art students.
He doesn't talk about Abramoff giving free boat cruises to Atta on more than one occasion, which the people who worked on the boat reported to the FBI. The facts are he never discusses these things. Why?
Well, none of them do, and you see what this the effect it has on people listening to all of this. It's not just him; it's all of them. 911truth.org, Webster Tarpley, Wayne Madsen—they all do this. Tom Flacco—they're all creating this fear of this vague group, and what it does to people is, oh my God, this New World Order—they're going to chip us, they're going to track us, they're going—we have—we can't stop them. How can you stop them? You don't even know where they are. You don't know who they are. It's immobilizing people. It's paralyzing them with fear. If you were to be honest, you'd say to people, here they are. Here's their names. They are people. They have addresses. We can send the police over right now and do something. But he doesn't encourage this. None of them do. What they're encouraging is this paranoia of, we can't do anything. We're so helpless. We're so helpless. How can we stop them? They're so powerful. Well, they're not powerful. That we outnumber them by what? 1,000,000 to 1 or something? It's outrageous what we must outnumber them by. It would be so easy just to tell the police, go over and arrest them already. Here's Silverstein's address. Go get them. I mean, how hard is this? But they don't do that. What they're doing is, oh, the New World Order. They're going to kill us. They're going to get us. We can't stop them.
Damned globalists.
Yeah, or the ruling class. Or the Wall Street. Wall Street. I mean, that's another really good one. Wall Street's going to get us. Wall Street? What's that? How are we going to fight Wall Street? And so all of these people, you have to judge them by what they say and the fact that they never do anything. They're not leaders. They're not people telling us, let's go, let's do something productive. It's more, let's feel sorry for ourselves. Let's be fearful of this group. And you'll see the same thing with this kid that just got assassinated.
Yeah, Michael Zaber.
Yeah, you'll see the same thing. Oh, they're going to kill us for talking about 9/11. Oh dear. They're not saying, come on, let's stand up to this already. We've had enough of this already. They're not doing that. They're not saying, who are these people? Let's stop it. Because the reason it goes on and on is because nobody's doing anything. That's why they have this power. We give it to them by doing nothing.
That's
if
right.
The college students that this kid knows that died, that they all said, that's it, we want this investigated now. We want to know who this Professor Woods is. We want to know who this Scholars for Truth group is. We want to know who Larry Silverstein is. If they all just said that, if they all started demanding it, it would change the country immediately. But by scaring everyone to death, that's what's going on probably right now at the colleges. Oh, he just died because he talked about 9/11. So they're probably passing this message around to the college students right now. Don't talk about it. Don't talk about it. You'll be murdered. I mean, that's just scaring people. And so what we want to do is do the exact opposite. Tell people, stop it already. We can deal with this group. We can stop this group. We can make the world better as soon as we quit pouting, quit trembling in fear.
Powering, that's right.
It's terrible. And this attitude, see, they encourage this attitude of helplessness and feel sorry for yourself. You'll see it during the elections, too. They spread these rumors. Oh, we can't do anything. They have control of the elections. We can't. We have to pick the lesser of the evils. You never hear people say, stop it already. We don't have to vote for either one of these. We don't have to put up with Kerry or Bush. We can demand new elections, new candidates. We can change it. We don't have to pick the lesser of the evil. We don't have to be pouting and feeling sorry for ourselves. But they encourage that. And you'll see another thing they're doing right now is talking about the illegal Mexicans. This is going to be the topic this week, it looks like. They're talking about the demonstrations in the street. And if you think about the demonstrations they had recently about the Iraq War, they hardly got any coverage. And now they're giving you really good pictures of all the Mexicans in the streets, saying, look at them all. They're going to demonstrate. See, what they're maybe doing now is using this to distract and possibly create more fear and more fighting.
And give everybody a reason why we're building these FEMA centers, huh?
Yeah, and then, if they can get some fights going, they can get people, if they can get Mexicans and Americans fighting with each other, then they can have more excuses to bring out more laws. And, you know, people have to realize the media is lying. Anybody who goes on TV is there for a reason. They shouldn't be supporting this group. They shouldn't be buying the magazines. They shouldn't be buying the newspapers. It doesn't matter which one. They're all coming from the same group. They should drive them out of business.
Well, it's interesting, you know. We had a relationship. I had a relationship for almost 5 months with Morgan Reynolds. And this cheese peckerhead comes out and starts talking nonsense. I mean, dribbling nonsense. And to the point where I'm ashamed of this man, ashamed of him. He is an embarrassment to academia and to America.
Well, you're talking about his blue screen theory.
Oh, Eric.
Well, and it's not even his theory. It's coming from the same groups, the Web Fairy, the Gerard Holmgren. It's the same group of people who were pushing the holograms a little while ago. The holograms didn't make it, so now they're doing the blue screen.
What losers! And this guy, you know, I mean, I went down the road with this guy and tried to get his story out and have him speak on behalf of truth. And he turns out to be just a shit heel, is what he is.
Yeah, I don't know. You cannot figure out who is working with them, who's being blackmailed, who's being bribed. This is one of the problems with this country, is that it apparently is no trouble at all for these people to find helpers. I mean, all you have to do is wave some money in front of a typical person's face, and they're like, well, what do I have to do for it? What do I have to do? Almost anything they do. They'll do almost anything for money. Or sex, or fame, or a trip to Boys Town to rape a couple of boys. I mean, it's unbelievable when you look at these people in this country. If the American people even had a portion of the morality they claim to have, all of this crime would cease. These people would have nobody to help them. They'd have no customers for their crime, their products, or their. They'd have no one to help in their in the military. Imagine if our military actually had morality. They'd be saying, get out of here. We're not doing this for you. But no, this is one of the things we have to start facing, is that this country is so full of weirdos. I mean, what else do you want to call them? There's something wrong here. We've got so many traitors, so many people who will do anything for money.
Well, you know something? The way this is starting to work out here, we do resonate the truth. We do speak honestly. We have hit the nail on the head over and over and over again, Eric. You know what? It's not hard to figure out whether we're trying to be honest here or hey, we've made a couple of small mistakes, but I got to tell you something. 99.99999 is on the money. And, you know, often when we speculate within weeks, we've got confirmation. I mean, we've got examples of that with Kaminsky and with others. And, you know, this just means that we're going down the right path, we're doing the right investigating, we're doing the right, making the right efforts, and we also are getting the numbers. So what do we do with these numbers? Here's what I suggest. MySpace, while it is owned by one of the bad guys, but think about this, so is the Internet. If you're using Hotmail, it's owned by the bad guys. If you're using Yahoo, owned by the bad guys. If you're with AOL, owned by the bad guys. This crap they were putting out about MySpace was to try and stop us from enlisting young people. Our idea, ladies and gentlemen, is for you to join MySpace and start to mentor young people who are not brought up to speed. If you've got knowledge that they could use, get on MySpace and start sending members on Daryl Bradford Smith's MySpace information you've got. Start dialogues with these young people. Explain to them what you've learned, what you know. Tell them what videos and what audio files to listen to, where to read, what to know, what books are important. And start the networking. We've got 160, 170 people on it right now. We need 1,000. We need 2,000. We need 10,000. Grow this thing. It's grassroots. What do you think, Eric?
Well, yeah, that may be why they killed that college student, is to help counteract this. Because think about it. If you could get hundreds of thousands of college students to start taking a part, you know, an active role in their lives and their future, that would be the end of this group. It doesn't take that. It doesn't take many people to put all these crimes to an end, because we outnumber them, like I said. So if we could get the college students to actually care, they could do something.
Well, here's the thing. They've destroyed the relationship we have with other generations. You know, I'm 49 years old, Eric. It's hard for me for the kids to feel comfortable being my friend, because the press and the TVs have separated the generations. Latin America is not like that. You have very close relationships with the generation above and below you. But America does not. What we need is to bring in people in my age, in our age group, and maybe under a little bit and above a little bit, and start mentoring people younger than you. Bring your facts, bring your understanding, bring your wisdom, your sagesse, your knowledge to these young people, and say, this is what we've learned over time, and this is what you can do with these facts. And we can begin the change. The change is underway, Eric, isn't it?
Yeah, it does seem like it. There's definitely things changing. Something has to change. The way the country is deteriorating and the way the information is coming out, something is going to change. So we just want to make sure it's going to be for the good by getting, you know, this sort of information out, so that we don't have the same old criminal group getting control when the whole thing falls apart.
Well, this first thing is, stop listening to the crooks and criminals, Michael Corbin, Alex Jones, Jeff Rentz, Jack Blood, John Stadtmiller. Why John Stadtmiller? This guy protects Alex Jones at knife point. and he protects his story, and he puts on that nonsensical crap from this Jewish kid, Dylan Avery. And the facts are, ladies and gentlemen, that video exposes absolutely nothing.
Well, it's basically just like they take some of the stuff that's already been out there on the internet and just repackage it. It's like the stuff's already there. I mean, it's not like there's anything new in this.
And he never, ever, ever, ever points to Israel as being the main culprit and the Jewish mafia.
No, their message in the latest edition is Bush and maybe a couple military people. See, it's again the Americans, always the Americans, always deflecting you away from any Israeli involvement. And it's true there are Americans involved. There's all kinds of Americans involved in a lot of crime, but that's not the whole story.
That's right. That's right, Eric. Well, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, we've given you the reasoning. We've talked to you about the facts. We understand them. We know them. We present them. We mull them around. We chew them up. We bring on guests. We bring on people that have explained to you. Go to Ben Friedman. Benjamin Friedman lays it out as clear as a bell. Go to David Pidcock. Go to Imam Blair. Listen to what Mr. Blair has to say. Dan McGowan even. Go listen to Colonel Barry Turner. I mean, what do you need here? I mean, even Israel Shamir, while he's not specific, still knows the real culprits, and he says it. Mohammed Rafig, my goodness, a powerful force for factual truth. Look, the audio files are there, the articles, the story about Friedman is up there, his transcript. We've got stuff on for the MySpace thing. We can tell you about Charlie Sheen. We can give you the idea about this young kid, Michael Zybar. Our news is up there. The facts are up there. What do you need from that? You just need to put it together and start getting angry.
Right, and spread the information around. And I know if we could just get more people just to start doing something, drive these people out of business and start demanding something. But it's the information first. That's the most important. Get the information out, and especially this issue of deception.
Well, the biggest thing I forgot about Alex Jones, why he's such a scumbag, how about this group he belongs to of a one-world government under Zion? Give him the name of that group, Eric. Do you remember it?
Here, I can look at it. It's a strange name, a strange group. No one seems to know exactly what this...
You got Horowitz in there, and you got the Jewish-controlled Birch Society members in it, and it talks about the one-world government under this new God, and it's all about the Noahide laws. And
oh, here it is. The Remnant Saints Intercontinental Congress, toward the establishment of the government of God on earth. And then another one of their headlines is, for the triumph of the Lord's people. And then it says, providing tools and contacts to prepare for difficult times that the remnant might survive these calamities and establish Zion. I don't understand that at all. What does that mean? Establish Zion and the Lord's people? I mean, what is this? What are they trying to establish? Toward the establishment of the government of God on earth?
Well, that's the whole idea of bringing the Messiah to the Temple Mount in Israel. That's what the Zionists want. That's Alex Jones is a charter member. You guys have to get it, man. That's our biggest bombshell. Go take a look at this stuff. We did the research. We found the stuff. Man, oh man, oh man. Look.
And you know, what's interesting is also if you look back in time, you'll see even on Chalcedonsky's site, somebody on the forum brought this up about a year ago or 2 years ago. I can't remember the exact date of what is this organization Alex Jones belongs to? It was a year or two ago on Chalcedonsky's forum. But you know, no one can figure out what it is, but people don't have to know exactly what it is. They have to realize something is fishy here.
Well, look at the other membership and do a little bit of logical investigating on who the members are. And stop emailing me, you morons, that you'll still support him. Pull your head out of your ass, for crying out loud. We put up with so many imbeciles here, Eric. I mean, they're still supporting this cheat.
Well, you have to remember, some of the people that are... This is the other thing people have to remember. Whenever you do come forward with information on 9/11, you're going to get contacted by people who pretend to be ordinary citizens that they're saying to you, oh, I really believe in Alex Jones, you should... Or I really believe in the aliens, you should really look into this. But you got to remember, some of these people, they're not real. They are the criminal network trying to sway you. And so when you get these emails from people, or when you see them on message boards, especially message boards, they're not necessarily ordinary people. Don't believe them. You got to remember, these people are out there trying to deceive. You've got to keep this in mind. The deception is their main technique here. We outnumber them by tremendous amount. And so what their main tool to defeat us is deception.
And it's worked to date, but it's starting to unravel on them. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you that this battle is really heating up. Your participation is going to make the difference. You bring young people into this. Mentor them if you're older. Young people, come and start bringing your friends to bear on this. You're the future. I will not live under Zionist rule. Period. I won't. You're going to have to kill me, because I'm not going to be living under Zionist rule. Period. And the fact of the matter is, I can't see how anybody would want to. Anybody.
Right.
Not going to happen in my lifetime. And I got to be honest with you, Eric, I'm fed up with the namby-pambies out there. Time to move. Time to fight.
Well, that's right. I know, we have to realize that if the Americans that get in the way, they're like a ball and chain around our legs. They're not our friends. And this is another thing, by the way, it just reminds me of, you know, you see these so-called white supremacist sites. You know, there's another one you got to watch out for, because a lot of that stuff seems to be coming from them also.
It is coming from
them. Here's the thing to remember about them. Some of the people in these groups might be honest. They might be fooled into thinking they're somehow preserving whatever, white culture or something. But look carefully at what they say. It's at the 10-year-old mental level. You'll hear the same. It's the same type of thing you're getting from Jeff Rentz, Alex Jones, all the others. It's this fear. Oh, the white race is being taken over by Jews or by blacks, or we're going to be destroyed by them. It's the same thing. Feel sorry for us. We're so helpless. It's the same message. Creating fear, creating paranoia. It's the same message, and it's a sign they are in control of these so-called Nazi sites also.
Yeah.
And see, it's not a message of we can make this country better whenever we want. It's not that message. It's they're going to get us. The Jews are going to get us. The blacks are going to take over, and the white race will be destroyed. Let's all cry. That's the message. I mean, this is a child's view of the world, or it's a Zionist deception, one or the other. The people in these groups, these white supremacy groups, they're either idiots who have been fooled by this deception, or at the top, I think they're Zionists. And so watch out for that stuff.
Well, you know, today's broadcast has cleared up a lot of stuff for me, Eric. This thing needs to be copied onto disc, CD, podcast, BitTorrent, Shoutcast, every kind of cast. You can put it in a plaster cast if you have to, and send it out over hill and over dale, ladies and gentlemen. Make a few of these and drop them on some benches. Put them on some underneath a few people's windshield wipers if you have to. This message has to go, has to grow. Don't stop fighting. Eric, I want to thank you for coming on tonight. This has been important. We're going to move the rest of the week. We're going to start doing a little bit more of our research. But we needed to do some clearing up of some of the stuff that's been hitting the airwaves. And I thought this was a great way to do it.
Yeah, it should be. And then remember, people just need to remember it. Go to the I Am That Witness. There's the articles. And read it. Remember, the truth will be exposed if we bring it all out in the open and look at it. That's the test. Don't believe this stuff that we have to hide, or we have to have laws to stop the truth, or we have to suppress certain people. Remember, if CNN was honest, they'd bring out all the information on 9/11. They wouldn't just bring out a couple people who happen to be Jewish. They would bring out all the information. They'd bring out Goyim, even. They'd bring out Chinese. They might even bring out a Mexican or somebody. Think about it. If you want the truth, bring all the information out. Spread it on the table and look through it. Don't believe this stuff that we have to keep some things suppressed and we have to have laws to stop investigations.
Well, we've been doing a good job here, Eric. We're really making a difference, and I want to thank everybody for listening in today on The French Connection. And we'll be doing more broadcasts like this later in the future. But the rest of the week, we're going to get back into our research, bring back some people to do a more investigating of these facts. And if you listen to those audio files, ladies and gentlemen, you'll understand what kind of stuff we do on this show. And until that next meeting, this is Daryl Bradford Smith and Eric Huffschmidt saying be well and keep fighting. Bye-bye now.